now.
It's back to Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702.
At 7:51 on Weekend Breakfast, we're in the Small Business Wellness Check-In, and my guest this morning is the co-founder of Arbor Cafe and Courtyard out in Birdhaven, Larry Hodes. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Larry Hodes. Thank you so much for making the time.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for having me, Rafilwe.
Larry, you have the Arbor Cafe and Courtyard have been notable over this period of COVID-19. And we'll talk brunch very, very shortly and your new offerings. But you've been quite notable for, you know, the various ways in which you've innovated over COVID-19, responded to the various lockdown regulations, and just found ways to remain top of mind. Besides, of course, having a fantastic location in Birdhaven, and one that really is conducive to that brunch and lunchtime sort of environment and just chilling, hanging out on weekends. Tell me about, you know, the inspiration and I guess the drive to do something meaningful, different, and innovative under tough conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Absolutely. Just, you know, because I think for almost every single restaurant, you know, COVID was it was a huge thing,
yeah.
You know, and then, you know, and it really, that was a lot of stress and everything. So, but one of the things that I've always looked for is additional revenue streams, you know, that are going to, will hopefully work, you know, so because even, you know, next to Arbor Cafe, we've got the Gourmet Grocer, which, you know, which we reinvented from Voodoo Lily, you know, we created Corfefe. So there were quite a few things. And then we said, why don't we come up with brunch? Because the bottomless brunch, because if you're in the UAE or the UK, you know, there's brunch is such a huge thing on a Saturday and a Sunday.
Sure.
You know, where you can pay up to 2,000-3,000 rand, but then obviously there's a lot of entertainment included, and Prosecco is the big thing in like the UK, you know, as the drink. You know, whereas we've partnered with Leomarins, you know, they make a wonderful bubbly. Leomarins Brut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've come up with a bottomless brunch for 295 rand. Go and choose a meal. There's a meal off a set menu, a specific menu, and drink as much bottomless bubbly within 90 minutes.
Within 90 minutes, I love that time limit and that caveat. It had to be, right? Because at 2.95.
No, absolutely. I was wondering now, even when I was speaking to you, do I go and say the 90 minutes? But I thought, you know what, let me just go. You know, because, you know, otherwise, you know, people will think, you know, they come for the whole day and everything. But you know what? But if you think about it, the average time, if you go for breakfast, you know, obviously lunches can go a little bit more than that. But, you know, it's 90 minutes to, you know, 1.5 to 2 hours.
Yeah. And I don't blame you for having that time limit because actually, quite frankly, I just might, and I've been known to do so. When you're at your favorite establishment and, of course, you're supporting, you know, a family-owned or, you know, an owner-managed establishment, nothing better than just chilling, spending your money, spending time, and hanging out with friends and family. And, of course, that revolving door experience where you start with brunch with one set of friends and call the next thing, guys, come through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this, no, exactly like you, you know, I based that 90 minutes on me also.
Absolutely. The hallmark of a successful brunch experience. Talk to us about the food on offer, how you've developed your menu. Obviously, a big highlight is that endless bubbly, but the food that you serve at Arbor Cafe and what keeps people coming back. You guys have been around. Tell me how long you've been open now. I remember hosting a pop-up event there about 4 years ago, a long time ago, but you've kept going strong over quite a few years.
Yeah, so I've been there. It's actually exactly 5 years now.
Okay.
5 years October.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So in terms, yeah. So one of the wonderful things of Arbor, is the food. You know, we really it's quite a short menu, but everything you know what we do is like you know what we try great ingredients, freshly prepared and everything. So. You know, so some of the things that you'd find on the menu would be like a brioche French toast with crispy bacon, grilled banana and maple syrup, or we've got a Royal Benedict you know, which is smoked salmon on eggs with hollandaise on fresh brioche. We've got the galette, because one of the things that Alba is known for are our galettes, which is a savory pancake, savory crepe.
Yeah.
And it's made from buckwheat flour, which is it's gluten-free, you know, so that works for many a people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then also on the mains, like we've got with like chicken fillets in a light wine, a light creamy white wine sauce of sun-dried tomato and spinach. And all the and all dishes are served with Lyonnaise potatoes, roast rosé tomatoes, and a toast basket. You know, so you come in there, you know, and one of the beautiful things, if you remember then, Rafilwe, is, you know, is our courtyard.
Absolutely.
You know, you're just in the middle of Joburg and you've got this wonderful French-style courtyard. You know, you go in there and you can just order off this menu and go and sip on your bubbly. Yeah, it's really, it's a magic place. And, you know, like I say to people, even if it wasn't my place, I'll still tell everybody how wonderful it is.
Well, Larry, 5 years is a notable milestone in the restaurant industry, in hospitality. What is your ethos? What does it take to become that neighborhood go-to destination so that people aren't looking around thinking of venturing far from home, you know, if they happen to be in the Birdhaven area on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, but most importantly, the thing that makes others travel there and to go and spend a relaxed and, you know, a relaxed and fun Saturday morning, the brunch spot. What is your ethos? What's behind? What's the thing that keeps people coming back? What you've learned, I guess, over the years?
So one of the things is to be really consistent. Consistent, you know, from a service point of view, from a food point of view, you know, always, you know, and always trying to innovate. You know, because I've always, you know, so one of the things that I've also did within COVID was, you know, set up some dark kitchen. You know, and I play in the burger space and the pizza place and everything, but, you know, what's your USP? What's your unique selling point, you know, that's going to stand out, that's really going to make a difference, you know, from all other establishments? And, you know, with Arbor, we've got that. You know, we've got that courtyard. We've got the bottomless brunch now. But one of the key things is, you know, as a neighborhood restaurant, is to get involved, really get involved with the community. You know,
so we
do a lot. We do a lot with the community. We're involved with the schools. We do quite a bit of do quite a lot of charity work, especially with the Angel Network. It's a give and take relationship.
Yeah,
and also. And also for me, you know, one of the parts that why, you know, I really love it, and, you know, I'm often at my, you know, at my restaurants is because, you know, I love seeing the community. I love seeing the customers there.
Mm.
You know, and I've built some really special relationships with a lot of our guests.
That's lovely. Yeah. Larry, thank you so much for coming on Weekend Breakfast this morning. All the best. We know you'll keep on innovating and, as you say, remain consistent as well at Arbor Cafe and Courtyard. But of course, as Larry unpacked for us, the key to becoming a successful neighborhood joint is to be part of the community, to interact, to forge those relationships as well. Of course, Larry Hodes is a co-founder of Arbor Cafe and Courtyard out in Birdhaven.